Yo, what's good, people? It's the Block Report. And of course, it's your host, the magnificent TDK, Tafari XL. And yes, we are glad that you tuned in. So check it out. One of the things that I want to speak on, which I will be speaking on tonight in various ways, is that everybody doesn't have to be on everything with you. See, you don't need that in order for you to succeed and achieve your goals. You don't need green lights from everybody. You need to give yourself a green light. Your own green lights. And shoot straight towards your goal. Now the reason for me, well not even the reason, but just there's so many aspects that we could go off of why this is essential for you. You see, too many people have been stuck in the mindset of trying to survive and not aspiring to thrive. Now, you might be saying to yourself, like, wow. See, but this is not really that deep. The thing is that some people are stuck on looking at the surface, dealing with the surface. So therefore, they never actually get to see life as it is. They get to see life as it's been presented. As I was speaking, and I was speaking on the subject of where you need to recognize, you need to see, recognize and see when you're winning and know what winning is. You see, when you have a losing mindset, you take anything as something that could be recognized. You take anything, even if it's a win, and you find a way to make it a losing thing. And this is all about how you view things and what your mindset is on. And here at the Block Report, we are taking on the challenge of helping you adjust your mindset and introducing you to new and different information and perspectives and points of view so that you can make a decision for yourself. You see, if we were to take things kind of like how the military takes things and perceives and checks things, because they do a lot of advertising, they're in the community, they're around, they're about, and they have a lot of media exposure. So it helps them in their recruiting process. But yet still, I believe it's not even 10% of the people that are in this country that have ever served in the military. But it's not about the military what I'm going to. What I'm saying, what I'm going to is that you don't need everybody. You don't need everybody. some people are lost causes. And that may sound harsh. When I say lost causes, what it means is that they won't get it. They won't get it, no matter how clear you draw the picture out to them. No matter how much you show them. And then even by the time that they do, they're conflicted. Think about like how Neo was in the Matrix and he was trying to convince others that were in the Matrix that they were in this Matrix. Think about how the team of Neo and his team and what he had compared against to go ahead and counter a system. Now, I'm using this movie reference, but what I'm trying to show you is that this thing has happened through the course of time and life and history. You don't need everybody. You just need the real ones. You need the ones that are committed, that are serious. You see, the thing is that people are too concerned with being liked and having popularity. But popularity, yeah, it has its benefits. But guess what? You get yourself caught in a sling. What is that? If that popularity can't get you out of some problems, then what is that popularity worth? Let's say you got the U.S. attorneys down on your neck coming at you. What is that popularity going to do for you if it's not with the right people that can influence those U.S. attorneys to maybe tell them, hey, listen, let this guy, or we gotta not really look at this too tough, or whatever they do. I'm using that on a higher level, because what I'm trying to show you is that I'm not dealing with anything small. When I go to fight, I'm not dealing with something small. But you see, the whole thing is, though, you have to go out and experience some things. So for you, in order to see, because I'm hearing a lot of things out there that's going on. And even when I listen to, because you see, it's philosophy and it's a mind state that conducts certain things out there. But there is certain things in that philosophy, in a mind state that can help you, that could either help you or hurt you, because they could give you coping mechanisms, which a lot of people are dealing with, which is coping mechanisms, or they could actually enlighten you to things and then open a doorway, a pathway for you to enhance things. I believe I just went on a little bit of from time to time, listen, I have streams of consciousness and there's a lot of information in there. There's things in there, and it can get you places. It can get you places. And if you take advantage of that information which I relay, this is a totally organic experience and organic show. I really am not set up here. I don't have an agenda other than to be totally transparent with you. Some people have an agenda because they want to get you to be their follower. I don't need you to follow me. I don't want you to follow me. I want you to wake up. I want you to actually expose your credentials, and your credentials in this world is who you are as a person, as a spirit, as a soul, if you have one. And when you're seen to not have one, you don't have one. That also exposes who you are. You know, I was terribly disturbed when I saw they went ahead and had that a school in Florida called the cops on a 6-year-old girl. They don't do this with white kids. You don't see nobody calling the cops on a 6-year-old white kid. Now, my thing is like this. This is how we're going to go at, you know, I understand there's a system at play. You see, the whole thing is, though, and this system, from colonialization and this dominance to try to maintain the wealth in a particular group's hands. But what I'm trying to get to, because outside of that, what I'm going to get to, what I want to get to, because there is a name, and I can get into all of that, but I'm not trying to be, I don't want to be someone who's just sound like they just parroting something. I'm going to dissect the situation, and I'm going to give a particular analysis of the situation. Whether or not people agree is not my concern. I could care less. I did my part. So what I would say is this. Here we are, we're dealing with children. If you are someone and your child is placed in handcuffs or addressed by the police as a 6-year-old child, what is your initial reaction to be? If you are able to just gloss that over and be like, well, okay, whatever. Because, you know what? I have some experience in the education field. And some of the things that go on, you would be surprised. It would blow your mind. There is nothing that this 6-year-old girl could have done short of killing someone that required the police. And that's point blank. That's all it is. There's nothing else to it. There is, so Now, you, because what, and when they say the prison to school, what do they call it? Preschool to prison pipeline, or what the hell they doing now? Because it was the school to prison pipeline, but now they're about to get into preschool to prison pipeline. And what you have to see, this is what you have to see in that system, is that this is a system that is working to maintain you and your future generations as a below working class, poverty class. For the few of you, the few of you that might make it and not have to go that route or escaped it in some way. Yeah, you got an extra few crumbs off the table and you was allowed to operate and you thought you was doing something. But me, I don't think, or I can't see myself seeing a child having the cops called on them at school. A 6-year-old girl. And I didn't hear nothing about anyone being in danger of death. I didn't hear anything about there was the child had several bombs and guns. No, I didn't hear any of that. So, you see, over time, you will go ahead and acquiesce and give over certain powers and limits to the media, the government, and this system. And you allow it to continue, but all you're allowing is for the slaughter of your future generations with no repercussions. That is the weakest thing you could do. Me, before I allow something like that, I will offer myself and die first. But I'm no coward for death. Where is your line? Where is the line of the point you won't cross? Did you make it for yourself? Or did you allow for someone else to make it for you? You see, this is a reflection time. This is a reflection mode. Possibly for you who've been listening to me. Because it's not for me. I've already answered these questions for myself. Because it's easy. Someone will say, hey, well, it got nothing to do with me. It's not my family. What do I care? Yeah. Till it comes to your door. Then you're crying. You can't do nothing but cry because you have no support. Because who have you stood up for? Before you tried to stand now. But when you tried to stand, you got knocked down and you was groveling on the floor. I hear you. And everything about you. Well, why should I be so harsh? But everything about you sounds so weak. And, because you say you're a gangster, you're a thug. But who have you tried to take down other than those that look just like you? Now I'm gonna flip it. I hear you. You say you're smart. You're a businessman. You're a ladies' man. You're this, you're that. But you're only operating within a system that allows you to. You can't go outside that box. You can't go outside this line. I'm challenging you. Because if a 6-year-old girl could get the cops called on her at school, and no one's dying, no one's bleeding, no one is in danger, because a 6-year-old girl can endanger, there's no bombs. Let me tell you the kind of world you're living in. Do I have to say it? This is not a joke. It's not funny. But I'm laughing. I'm laughing. Because this is a call. And when the other person picks up and answers it, yeah, it'll connect. It will connect. And that just might be you that's listening to this right now. You see, the world is full of distractions. And right about now, what is needed is focus. You want to get something turned around, you want to get something changed. You can't wish and hope for it. No, you can't. Well, anyway, this looks like we're about to end this episode of The Block Report, and I thank you for tuning in. I know in many ways, as I said, that, you know, as I said, this is organic. I'm not trying to do anything or whatever. I'm not a journalist. I'm not this, I'm not that media person. No, I'm someone with thought. I'm someone who have actually lived and done some things that possibly you might be considering trying or doing, and that could benefit you. I'm someone that cares for the community. And that would be a benefit to you, because if I care, then hey, because I could be one of those that don't care, but I'm also a huge threat to those that don't want to see change. So, anyway, we out of here. It's the Magnificent TDK. Bless up. Jafar IXL, The Block Report, and we out. mm, mm, mm.